Soku isika tisenda baku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela uhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukelanga njabulo enkulu emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngomvulo mhlazi ku-29 kuNtulikazi 2024 nguThabo Kancube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
And also develop our own skills. I think it is now high time.
Umsekeli kamongameli welizwe uMnumzana Constantino Chiwenga usekhuthaze amazwe akumanyano weSADC ukuba ame ukuthenga impahla esilungiswe kwamanye amazwe kudala ngoba amazwe akuzwekazi le-Afrika alakho ukuzilungisela impahla yawo.
Yenza kube nzima ukuthi abantwana laba bakwazi ukuphila bona eSouth Africa babuye banjani baphilise abazali babachiye emuva le ekhaya.
Izizalwane zeZimbabwe kwele South Africa zisola uhulumende wazo lehofisi yomeli wakhe kulelo lizwe ngesaziso sokuthi emergency passport yiyo yodwa ezatholakala ehofisini esanda ukuvulwa econsulate yeJohannesburg nge-$250 okuyimali ephose ifike i-R5,000. Abacha abangamakhulu ayisikhombisa abavela ezwekazi le-Afrika bathe gwaqa emhlanganweni we-Young African Leaders Initiative Mandela Washington Fellowship Summit khonapha e-Washington DC kwele Melika. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Umsekeli kamongameli welizwe uMnumzana Constantino Chiwenga usekhuthaze amazwe akumanyano weSADC ukuba ame ukuthenga impahla esilungiswe kwamanye amazwe kudala ngoba amazwe akuzwekazi le-Afrika alakho ukuzilungisela impahla yawo lokuzimela wodwa ekuthuthukiseni umnotho nxa engasebenza ndawonye. Kubika uMlondolozi Ndlovu.
UMnumzana Chiwenga wethule lamazwi kuvulwa ngokusemthethweni umhlangano wabosemabhizimusi oweSADC Investment Conference owenzakala ngesikhathi somhlangano weSADC Industrial Week owandulela owesummit yalumanyano ozaqhutshwa kuleli ngenyanga ezayo. UMnumzana Chiwenga uqhubeke wathi kumele amazwe la abe nokuzimisela okukhulu ukuze inotho yonke etholakala emhlubulweni lowo isuthise abantu bakulawa amazwe.
And also develop our own skills. I think it is now high time.
Amazwe aweSADC kumele asebenze ndawonye kwezomnotho. Kumele sisiqhenye sime ukuthenga kwamanye amazwe kodwa senze impahla yethu.
Wengeze wathi kumele kube lokusebenzelana phakathi kwamazwe aweSADC ekuvuseleleni umnotho wamazwe lawa ndawonye lokutshala imali. Uthe kumele amazwe aweSADC abone ukuba izivumelwano azilobelanayo kundaba zamandla kagetsi ezokukhanyiswa kwempahla ezokuvakatshelana lezemichini yakulezi nsuku ziyalandelwa ekuvuseleleni umnotho. UMnumzana Chiwenga uthe kuSADC kulabantu abafundileyo umkhathi ongcono ukuthula lendlela zokuhambisa ezilohlonzi athi kumele ziphathise kwezamabhizimusi kuleli. Emhlanganweni lowo ibhanga elimqoka ele African Development Bank AFDB lele Afri Exim Bank athi azaqhubeka esekela amazwe alitshumi lasithupha aweSADC ukuze athuthukise umnotho wawo. Ekhuluma emele i-AFDB umkhulu wequla leli unkosazana Mono Mubotola uthe kumele kubekwe imali ezasekela amazwe aweSADC ukuze umnotho wawo uthuthuke.
And our focus has really been in areas of regional integration, industrializing
kumele sibone ukuba siyayeka amabhizinisi emhlubulweni weSADC lokuba siyenza ukuba kube losekelo ngesikhathi sokuguquka kwamkhakha.
Kodwa incitshi kwezomnotho zithi kunzima ukuba amazwe awe-SADC lase-Afrika asekelane ngenxa yezizathu ezehlukeneyo ezifana lokuthi amazwe lawa afana leZimbabwe abuyisela amanye amazwe emuva. Enye yalezi ncishi esebenza leZimbabwe Economic Forum umnumzana Ezekiel Chuma yena uthi kunzima ukuba amazwe e-SADC asukume ndawonye kwezomnotho.
Enye into eludubo kakhulu enginanzelelayo ukungabi khona kwamafekitali ayiwalungisa lezo mpahla. So ngamafutshane singathi ukuthi impahla zakhona zokuthi sithengiselane phakathi kwethu njengeSADC azikho, ngenxa yokuthi iSouth Africa yiyo yodwa ngokubona kwami elefekt ele esingayithi industrial base kumbe singatshela amafektali alokho esasebenza.
Lokhu kusekelwe ngenye ingcitshi efundisa izifundo zomnotho ecoalition ye-UZ umnumzana Liberty Mkuni. Umhlangano wabosemabhizimusi lowo oqale izolo uzaqhutshwa kuze kuyephela iviki kule njongo yokuba kuvuselelwe umnotho lokutholiswa kwamathuba okutshala imali kuSADC. Umongameli Mnangagwa uzaphatheka kulomhlangano ngolwesithathu. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngimlondolozi Ndlovu.
Izizalwane zeZimbabwe kule South Africa sezisole kakhulu uhulumende wazo le-ofisi yomeli wakhe kulelo lizwe ngemva kwesaziso sokuthi i-e-passport yiyo yodwa ezatholakala e-ofisini esanda ukuvulwa e-consulate ye-Johannesburg nge-$250 okuyimali ephose ifike i-R5,000. I-ofisi le itshele iStudio 7 ukuthi ngempela yiyo imali le okumele ibhadalwe. Uthuso Khumalo usipha lolu daba eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
Izizalwane zeZimbabwe kwele South Africa zizonde ziganunu wabo ngoba zisithi intengo yamapasipoti le idlulise amalawulo. Ngolwesihlanu kuviki edluleyo, iConsulate yeZimbabwe eJohannesburg yethule umlayezo isazisa ukuthi isisungule ngokusemthethweni uhlelo lokutholisa abeZimbabwe ama-e-passport. Kodwa ke azabiza amakhulu amabili lengxenye yamadola $250 ongamaranda phosa fike izinkulungwane ezinhlanu phose R5,000. Isiphathamandla sebandla lezaphu kule South Africa umnumzana Godfrey Viki uthi kusagcekene ukuthi uhulumende ulwa labantu abaphumele phandle kwelizwe.
Igovernment iyazi kahle ukuthi mathebelele nemiglens libheke ilokuzeni baphila ngeSouth Africa, baphila ngabantu ababo baseSouth Africa. Ma isibacharger imali engaka yenza kube nzima ukuthi abantwana laba bakwazi ukuphila bona eSouth Africa, babuye kanjani baphilise abazali ababachiye emuva le ekhaya. Sesisiya ezulwini yini ngayo le passport?
Umkhokheli wenhlanganiso yePhoenix Foundation of Zimbabwe umnumzana Dumisani le uthi uhulumende akabazweli ngani abantu beZimbabwe ababotshwa nsuku zonke kuthiwa abalamaphepha.
Ipassport isiyiloko esingathi basic need. So ngibona kungafanelanga ukuthi uhulumende lowo okhona owazibeka ngenkani adurisele abantu amapassport kanje, angazathi amapassport akhona abafuni ukuthi abantu bawathathe.
Owesifazane weZimbabwe unkosazana Ellen Ndlovu uthi ngezinye indlela uhulumende uthi abafelwakazi abanjengaye lezintandane ngeke bafa babalawo amapasipoti.
I-South African passport ibizo R400 or R600. Kungani i-government yakithi izobiza amapasipoti ngendlela exake kangaka ezweni lapha ipasipoti yakhona engabizi kakhulu? Ngendlela okwenzeka ngakhona kutsho khona ukuthi abantu bethu labazukulu bethu basezohlupheka.
Umnumzana Mcasisele Gwaza uthi iSouth Africa kufuze izibonele ukuthi kungani iningi labeZimbabwe bengalamaphepha.
Uhulumeni ufundraiser ngathi nje sibe sihluphekile kube kuwuye osifaka kule position yokuthi sidinga amapassport. Umhlaba wonke ungaka alikho elizwe line passport edula kangaka, futhi leyo passport izohamba ifuna ama visa kuzo zonke izindawo. There is nothing special ngayo ukuthi ize ifike kuleyo price.
Umgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso yeZim Imbokodo unkosazana Victor Mathutu yena uthi bekufanele bavele batho ukuthi ihofisi yamapassport le bayivulela izipantsha labo mali yavuza kuphela.
Salibona losizo lwayo i-ofisi mayisi lapha omama bazathatha bazoyithatha ngapha imali engange $250, okuyimali enzima iningi labantu abasebenzi labasebenzayo le mali eka bayiholi. So ukuzubekela ipassport kumele uzihole kangaki. Siyacela ukuthi ugatsha olubhekele lokho lukele usicabangele ikakhulu singomama ukuthi siphila nzima la South Africa asilamsebenzi lo sikusebenzayo sihole izimali ezincane. Ma ipassport izaphindibe imali engaka sizoyihlika lokuyithatha phela.
Imibuzo ebithunyelwe kumeli weZimbabwe umnumzana David Hamadziripi wodaba lokuthi uthini ngezikhalazo zabeZimbabwe laba ngentengo yamapassport le ibiloku ingakaphendulwa ngesikhathi sisiya emoyeni. Kodwa ke kunkulumo ethule emkhosini wokuvulwa amaofisi amatsha aweconsulate yeZimbabwe eJohannesburg ngolesine umphathi ntambo kanja lwendaba zasekhaya lamasiko eZimbabwe umnumzana Kazembe Kazembe uthe luyabathokozisa uhlelo lokwethulwa kwamapassport la eSouth Africa.
Inyathelo lokupha umphakathi weZimbabwe kuleli indlela yokuthola amapassport mumbono kaMongameli Mnangagwa wathi kwenza impilo yabasemazweni ibe lula.
Kodwa ke iningi labeZimbabwe lithi lobanje kulinyathelo elihle kakhulu leli. Intengo yamapassport le isibachiye befana xathu lebhiza elome kakhulu eligalule ngentamo emanzini kodwa umlomo walo ubotshwe mfi. Ngimele Studio 7 eJohannesburg kwele South Africa inguthuso Khumalo.
Abacha abangamakhulu ayisikhombisa 700 abavele emazweni azwe ezwekazi le-Afrika bathe gwaqa emhlanganeni o-Young African Leaders Initiative yali Mandela Washington Fellowship Summit khonapha e-Washington DC kwele Melika. Umhlangano lo wenziwa ngemva kwezifundo abaziqhube okwamaviki ayisithupha emalokitshini eMelika emakolitshini eMelika achiyeneyo. IZimbabwe lonyaka ilabatsha abangamachumi amane lambili 42 abaphatheka kulolu hlelo. Uhlelo lolu olwasungulwa ngumongameli weMelika umnumzana Barack Obama lufikise iminyaka elichumi eyokuthuthukisa abatsha abavela emazweni eAfrika achiyeneyo. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxa lomunye wabatsha ophatheka kulomhlangano umnumzana Njabulo Michael Sandawana.
Experience yami laba ibinhle kakhulu besilo okuthiwa ngu-Professor John Jogger and ubesipusha kakhulu. For the past 6 weeks ndokuningi kakhulu and mina bengise University of Texas at Austin besilo Professor John Jogger ubesifundisa okuningi about how we can run our business better lokuthi sibe ngabantu abazatshintsha izinto elizweni lethu through ukuba successful in our business.
Njengo soma bhizimusi omutsha yiziphi ezinye zezinto obone ziqakatheke kakhulu obona sengathi ungazisebenzisa nxa usuphendukile eZimbabwe?
Okuqakathekileyo kakhulu engikufundileyo yikuba lama system asebenzayo in place ngoba and kuzatshintsha izinto eziningi ngendlela ekade ngisebenza ngayo ngingakafundi lokho. Ngobe sengikubonile ukuthi kuqakathekile ukuthi umuntu abe lama systems asebenzayo ukwenzela ukuthi noma mawungekho i-business yazi lokhu irana. Langokuthi kuqakathekile futhi ukukompensata for ukubhadala abantu osebenza labo kuhle kwenzeka ukuthi labo bezizwe bengathi baphakathi komdeni. So yizo ezinye izinto engizifundileyo ezintshe kade ngingazi qakathekisi kakhulu.
Umhlangano omkhulu eliwulandileyo lapha eWashington DC sibona ubuthanisa singathi intshantshu kumbe abatsha abaphumelele endaweni ezijiyeneyo abafika 700 eAfrika yonke. Kuyini okukhangeleleyo kulo mhlangano?
Khangelele ukuhlangana lawo bonke abantu abanye abavela kwamanye amazwe lokukhonektha lawo. Kuqakathekile kakhulu ukuthi langoba sizabe sikhonektha labantu abalapha e-America but kuqakathekile kakhulu ukuthi sikhonekthe labanye abatsha abavela kwamanye amazwe abarana amabhizinisi amaningi. So engikukhangeleleyo kakhulu ukuthi ngikhulume labo ngibone indlela esingasebenzisana ngazo sesibuyeli
lenzi. Ongawatshiyela abalaleli ikakhulu sikhangela uhlelo lweli olwe Mandela Washington Fellowship ngoSeptemba abanye baza kuba laba sebefuna ukuthi baqalise ukubhalisa ukuthi labo bangene kulolu hlelo. Ikuyini ongabatshiyela khona?
Program leyi program eqakathekileyo kakhulu in the program. The programming atinja impilo yomuntu, so ngikhuthaza wonke umuntu ofuna ukuapply ukuthi ayapply le yona ngoba iqhakathekile kakhulu, and izinto eziningi esizifundileyo ngokuthi si run ama businesses ethu ngcono lokukhonektha labanye nje abavela kwamanye amazwe across the continent.
Umnumzana Njabulo Michael Sandawana ngusomabhizimusi oleZimbabwe osemelika phansi kohlelo lweyali Mandela Washington Fellowship ubesecingweni leStudio 7 ekhonapha eWashington DC. Ingcwethi kwezempila kahle zithi igcikwane le-human papillomavirus litholakala ebantwini abalemvukuzane yomlomo wesibeletho kanye lezinye imvukuzane ezihlasela izitho zensitha ezabesifazane kanye labesilisa. Njalo zixwayisa ngokuthi umkhuhlane lo welatshwa njani. Obathabele Masuku usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Abalemvukuzane yomlomo wesibeletho bande ukutholakala belegcikwane le-human papillomavirus okwabangela ukuthi kudingwe imithi yokwenqabela leli gcikwane. Abezempila kahle bathi liyengezelela amathuba okuhlaselwa ligcikwane elibangela umkhuhlane we-HIV kulabo abalamasotsha omzimba angaselamandla. Udokotela Derek Matsika wakobulawayo uchasisa ngegcikwane le-human papillomavirus.
Human papillomavirus aligcwane leli lithelelwana phakathi kwabantu. Esikhathini eziningi lithelelana ngamacansini. Abantu abaningi baphila nalo kodwa bengakwazi ukuthi banalo. Uhlupho lwegcikwane leli ukuthi nxa ungayithola yona human papillomavirus, abantu abangomama iya nokuthi khona yili gcikwane leli gcina umuntu esiba ne-cancer lesiyazi sithi cervical cancer. And sathola ukuthi amadodana amaningi lawa le-cancer of the penis noma bebalutshwane ngasomkhuhlane ovamile.
Udokotela Matsika uchasisa kabanzi ngemithi yokuvikela umkhuhlane we-human papillomavirus.
Now i-vaccine le iqakathekile ukuthi sizwe sithi iphiwa nini. Iphiwa emuntwini ongazalihlane lomntwana wobaba, and emuntwini ongazalihlanelani le-HPV virus. Yikho sithole ukuthi akhona ama-vaccine akaspreada e-introduce esikolo, particularly abantwana abangamankazana abangama-teenagers, preferably o-12 nabo-13 years. Kanti odokotela abezama ukuthi at least benga-expose abantwana ukuthi immune system yabo ibe strong. Lapha abakhula khona bahlala lomkhuhlane lo basebekwazi kunjani ukuzivikela.
Lokhu kugcizelelwe ngumongi unkosikazi Sithandazile Gumede, yena othi kuqakathekile ukuba abantwana abasakhulayo bathola imithi yokulwisana le-human papillomavirus ukuze kwehliswe ukumemetheka kwemvukuzane.
I-vaccine leyi iyavikela abantu ukuthi lawa ama-cancer esikhulume ngawo, i-cancer yesibeletho, umlomo wesibeletho, i-cancer yomphimbo, linsumpa lezi zangaphansi zingabi khona nxa uthe wayiphiwa leyo vaccine. Kuvikeleka kangcono nxa umntwana enikwe between the age of 9 to 12 years bengakangeni emacansini, ukuvikeleka kwabo kuba ngcono kakhulu.
Unkosikazi Karen Mlawuzi, umhlali wakobulawayo, uthi kubalulekile ukuba abantu bafundiswe ngempilakahle yabo ukuze bengasaleli emuva nxa kusiba le mikhankaso yemithi ephiwayo ukuze kuvikelwe imikhuhlane etshiyeneyo.
Kuqakathekile ukuthi sihlale sifundiswane ngendaba zempilakahle ngoba i-vaccine ye-HPV asonto entsha kithi, kodwa ukuthi isebenzani yikho khonapho siyabe singakwazi khona. Yes. Kodwa mbongani nxa singafundisa ukuthi khona hayi kule vaccine enje isebenza ngalolu hlobo, iyasenza ukuthi lathi sikhuthaze abantwana ukuthi babe yingxenye yama-vaccination programs aqhutshwa esikolo.
Kunani elingaba zinkulungwane ezintathu i-3,000 labantu abatholakala belegcikwane leli nyakenye. Kulesilinganiso esingamachumi ayisikhombisa ekhulwini i-70% abathi bengabanjwa belemvukuzane le balahlekelwe yimpilo. Lokhu kwachazwa ngumphathintambo wogatsha lwezempilakahle kanye lokondliwa kwabantwana umnumzana Douglas Mumbeshora ngenyanga kaMabasa lonyaka ngesikhathi ebhoda lequla le-World Health Organization elalivakatshele elizweni. Abezempilakahle bathi kulamanyathelo okuphungula umkhuhlane lo emphakathini ngokukhuthaza amantombazana asakhulayo ukuthi ahlatshwe imithi eyenza ukuba nxa lapho esekhulile enelise ukulwisana laleli gciwane. Abantwana abangabafana abandanga ukuphiwa imithi leyi evikelayo ngoba imvukuzane edalwa yi-human papilloma virus ehlasela abesilisa ingavamanga. Ngokunjalo abesifazane lamantombazane asekhulakhulile bakhuthazwa ukuhlala besiyahlolwa kanye ngomnyaka umlomo wesibeletho ukuze kubonakale kusaselesikhathi nxa bengabe belemvukuzane yomlomo wesibeletho. Lokhu kungenziwa kungaphephisa isizwe emvukuzaneni edalwa yi-human papilloma virus. Ngimele iStudio 7 koBulawayo ngingubathabile Masuku.
Namhlanje kweziphathelane lokwenzakala eMelika sihlaziya amathuba kaMnumzana Donald Trump webandla lama-Republicans lakankosikazi Kamala Harris awama-Democrats awokunqoba kukhetho lokudinga umongameli ngenyanga kaLwezi selokhe umongameli Joe Biden watshiya lomncintiswano ededela umsekeli wakhe. Unkosikazi Harris nguye okhokhelayo kumpumela eboniswa lucwaningo oluphenya ukuthi ngubani ozakhethwa ukuthi ancintise kusikhundla sikamongameli emhlanganweni we-convention yama-Democrats. Mnumzana Trump sowakhethwa ngama-Republicans. Sixoxa lo mnumzana Zenzo Nkomo, ingcwethi ecubungulayo zombusazwe okhuluma ezimele.
UKamala uze nokusha akade kungekho osokuye kwafaka umfutho kuma-Democrats ukuthi asukume abe nomdlandla ngoba ayabona ukuthi amathuba ase aqala futhi ukukhula ukusukela nje ukungena kukaKamala Harris. Kodwa nje kukhona okumbalwa esingathi sidlulekikho okuthinta uKamala. Ukuza kwakhe uze isikhathi sesinciphe kakhulu ngoba phela kusaphinda kufuneke ukuthi kube nesiqiniseko sangaphakathi eqenjini. Ukuncipha kwesikhathi sekumenza ukuthi kumele agijime ngesivinini esikhulu esimangalisayo ukuthi athinte zonke izinhlaka zabantu base-America ukuze bamamukele. Ngokokuqala lokho kwesibili ngokobuzwe base-America uthathwa njengomuntu okuthiwa ngoyebala, umuntu omnyama phela. Izwe leliyana lidumile ngobandlululo phakathi kwabamhlophe nabebala, kodwa ke siyazi ukuthi uObama useke walibusa leliyana ilizwe engumuntu webala enjalo. Kodwa futhi okunye okungumqansa esike sakubona futhi ngaphambili, akuyena umuntu wokuqala owesimame ukugaqela lesikhundla. Uke wabakhona nje eminyakeni esanda kudlula unkosikazi kaBill Clinton oke wazama naye ukugaqela ubumongameli base-America. Kuye kwaba nzima kakhulu okwakheke kuyibulili, akukho okunye akade engenakho, konke kade enakho njengomuntu owayeke waba u-first lady. Kodwa-ke kwaba ngumqansa ukuthi anqobe, wayencintisa naye uDonald Trump lona wagcina enganqobanga. Ikwaba yikho ukungena kukaDonald Trump. So ngokunye-ke lokhu ukuthi ekuphileni kwamazwe nje wonkana amaningi, abantu besimame asababuka ngelinyiso noma bengabe benakho konke okubalungele ukuthi bengangena ey'khundleni ezifana nobumongameli. Kodwa nje kuba nalokho ukuthi ngoba engumuntu wesimame, imiqanso yonke lena okumele uKamala adlulekiyo esikhathini esifishane anaso kusiyafika uNovemba. Uma sithi sithando ukunanzelela, singasho sithi zindala zombili.
Sesikhangela umnumzana Donald Trump ke, amathuba akhe aminjani?
UDonald Trump kulokhu aza nakho manje akamsulwa. Okokuqala nje naye sebukeka njengekhehla, kade ethi uloyana likhehla, kodwa-ke manje sekuyena-ke osebukwa ngekhehla nalo esilingabe selidlulelwe isikhathi. Okwesibili, uke waba ngumuntu owetheswa amacala aye amlahla anokubeza ukuhlukumeza abantu besimame emphakathini esiphila kuyona ke niyawakhona eAmerica ngamacala lawo anga athikameza kakhulu isikhundla sakhe sobumongameli. So ukusho ukuthi ke naye uDonald Trump kunengi anakho okucindezelayo. Yikho ke sithi uma sisiya laphana phambili okwamanje singasho sithi izindala zombili kuzabonakala ke uma kulokho kusondela amalanga ukuthi ngubani okungacaca kahle kakhulu ukuthi uzodla umhlanganiso. Okwakhathesi akukacaci, yilokho nje esingakuchaza.
Lo ngumnumzana Zenzo Nkomo, ingcwethi ecubungileza umbusazwe obekhuluma ezimele ubexoxa ecingweni loSithandekile Mhlanga owe-Studio 7. Sengilichiya ezandleni zenu linabalaleli bethu kumlayezo elisithumele yona nge-WhatsApp.
Ngiyombuzo 27 kulawa abantu abathi mina ngakho kumele ibuse until 2030 ukuthi kahle kahle ngabantu abaphila emakhanda ongabantu abagulayo emakhanda, ngoba angiboni phezu kwesimo esikiso ukuthi umuntu ethi usafuna ukuthi mina ngakho ibuse mu ukuthi uyabecabanga ifeature abantu bakhe, uyabecabanga ngabantu nje abangalandaba lempilo zabantu.
Yes, sanibonani ku Studio 7. Ngajabula iaudio yama engafunda okhulumayo ngoJemo. Simzwile lwana ubaba obekhuluma obethi ungweyouth lo omela iBlawayo obethi iZANU-PF yayenza mpela iyenza iHarare yena kodwa uhlala koBulawayo, wayengakhulumeli la koBulawayo. Inkinga ya laba bantu beZANU-PF kabakaze babakhawunti abantu abasebenzayo Zimbabwe ukuthi balutshwandana abantu abahluphekayo labantu asebeye ngaphandle bedinga okokuziphilisa. Into abayenzayo thina sikabona intshintsho, sibona nje lokhu kuhlupheka, siyacela nje ukuthi beke bebe nenhloni.
Ngiyabingelela emsakazweni uStudio 7, ivulisa linabasakazi nani bala ndeli bonke beStudio 7 indawo yonke. Ngilana mina igama uThulani Ndlovu, ngisenkaya kondona uSikhobokhobo. Ngithanda ukwazisa lubaba abamdinga uMunashe Muthutsa lo sezenzathi uyisikhulumeli seMathebelelendi. Hayi wena baba, into oyikhulumayo kawuyazi total lo othi nakuwufaka nje kwi-Central Committee yezanu leyo bakufaka nje, kodwa mina ngibona nje umuntu lwana ongenamqondo ongenangqondo. Into yokuqala umele ube yazi yokuthi umhlangano lo phela so wenu nabantu beZANU-PF into yakuqala isiqoqo lokumele ube sazi. Okwesibili, ayisikho ukuthi Emerson Mnangagwa masethethe lapho uba ngu-chairman we-SADC sekusezulwini. Cha, akunjalo. Hloniphana amalungelo abantu, liyeke ukuthumela amaphoyisa ukuthi ehambe shana nabantu bengenamacala. Ngiyabonga.
Studio 7, angibingelele basakazi bami, ninjani? Athina siphilile. Sicela lisibuzele Studio 7 kwi-government yeZimbabwe ukuthi lento abayenzayo yokukhweza ama-passport up to 5,000 rand bayibona i-normal. Le government yangena i-parliament isiyosebenzela abantu noma ibazenzela imali yabo? Bakubona kunomali, sicela lisibuzele bona ukuthi basiphendule ukuthi babona i-price ona leyo inomali nje for umuntu, for i-citizen ukuthi i-apply passport nge 5,000 rand. Abanazo inhloni zokuthi even kuleli lizwe abaletha kuyo ukuthi kuzo-apply passport ye 5,000 rand, i-passport yakhona kulelo lizwe iyi-600 rand.
Lawo bekungamazwi enu linabalaleli bethu elisithumele wona nge-WhatsApp kwinombolo ezithi +12024650318. Lingakhohlwa, liyalandela uhlelo le-Live Talk lapho esihlaziya khona amalungiselelo omhlangano we-SADC Summit. Singakehlukani, sikhangele ebezikhokhela. Umsekeli ekamongameli welizwe umnumzana Constantino Chiwenga usekhuthaze amazwe akumanyano we-SADC ukuba ame ukuthenga impahla esilungiswe kwamanye amazwe kudala. Silugqiba-ke lapha uhlelo lethu lanamhlanje olivalelisayo uDabo Kancube.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri.